Nadi, National Ladies National League up and running, I suppose, no more than the men's, getting into the serious phase. And first of all, if we look at Division 1, it looks as if some things never change. Cork setting the pace.
Yeah, look, we're halfway through now, and as you said, Tom, the old familiar names and faces are there. Cork, I think they've won the last 5 out of 6 league championships, so they're gone in the game for that. Good win last week against Dublin in Croke Park, which leaves them 3 out of 3 at the top. And then, you know, you have a couple of teams there around the middle. You have Galway, Mayo, Dublin, who can all qualify for that second spot now. You know, looking at our own Donegal, it would look for them to be tricky enough to make that second spot. And the format has changed this year. Before, it would have been your top 4 and 2 semi-finals, whereas now this year in the leagues, they're going for a top 2 and a straight final. So yeah, look, Cork, Galway, Mayo, Dublin, that's your top half. And as you said, nothing really has changed.
Yeah, and as you said, as you mentioned, Donegal on 6 points, just hovering above that relegation zone as well. I suppose they need a few more points.
They do, yeah. And look, you know, they look to this Sunday against Westmeath. They always get on quite well against Westmeath. You know, it's always a tricky game for Westmeath in terms of the physicality of it. And I think the pace of Donegal always catches Westmeath out. So I'd expect a physical heated battle. But yeah, Donegal will definitely be looking to this one for a win, because after this, they have Cork and Dublin and Tipperary. So, you know, at the minute, as the league stands, I wouldn't see Donegal getting much out of that Cork or Dublin, those games, and they fancy themselves to get a result against Tipperary, which really, as you said, makes this game very, very important this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, Donegal, Waterford, Tip, they're all hovering around that relegation zone.
Yeah, I was speaking to Maxie Curran during the week, and he reckoned it was a 6-pointer for Donegal.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and Westmeath, they're 3-0. Big 6-pointer for Donegal. And look, they go down there confident. They're scoring goals. I felt they were probably a bit unlucky against Galway there, you know, in the last round. Galway's firepower up front and maybe just that wee bit more experience got them over the line. But the girls, you know, they played very, very well, so they look to build on that. A few hidden gems there on earth this year, I'd feel, with Donegal. Nicole Gordon, you know, she looks like a great find, physically very strong, and she looked to link up a game with Geraldine. You know, you'd love Geraldine playing very well. But
that's Geraldine McLaughlin.
Geraldine McLaughlin, yeah. You know,
we probably get away with just mentioning Geraldine anyway.
Well, I think that's it. You know, when you're on a Donegal radio station, I'd say there's only one Geraldine really in Donegal that's notable. But yeah, look, Geraldine's playing well, but you'd love to see her, you know, raking up those scores a bit more. You have Ashley Maloney and Tip, and she's hitting the 10-point mark, and the Leonards with Galway, and they're doing the same, whereas Geraldine has the potential to do that. So you'd love to see this weekend maybe seeing her a bit closer to goal and getting the ball in early. You know, there seems to be a bit of a reluctance to deliver that ball early from Donegal at the minute. So you'd love to see her really lighting it up there now and getting that result against Westmeath.
Well, no more than the argument about Michael Murphy or the debate about Michael Murphy.
Yeah.
We know Geraldine's potential close to goal.
That's it. And you know what, Geraldine, you can't play her in every forward position. You know, you can't play her in all 6 positions, and that's not taken away from the other girls in there. But I know it's well spoken of in Donegal. Like, Geraldine, she's definitely in the top 5 players in the country. You'd love to play her right around the middle. You'd love to play her close to goal. But the management, I suppose, they'll have to decide. And it would be a game-by-game basis, I'd imagine. You know, some games it might suit her to have her right around the middle. No more than Michael Murphy, as you've just said there now. But I think this weekend, I would love to see her in around the full forward line, because Westmeath don't seem to have a solid full back. Over the last few games in the league, they've chopped and they've changed. So I'd love to see Donegal try and exploit that and just go for broke early on and get Geraldine in there and get the ball into her quickly.
One concern Maxie Curran had was Westmeath play on an Astro or a 3G surface, and they're used to it. Donegal haven't played there actually since 2018 when they last played Westmeath.
Yeah, and I was coaching Westmeath back then, and Donegal didn't struggle that day, and any time they did play Westmeath on the Astro, they didn't struggle. Yeah, look, Westmeath played their games there, but unless things have changed since I was coaching down there, Tom, they don't train that much on the Astro. So I don't know how much of an advantage it would be. Look, Donegal seemed to be a young, fit side. You know, lots of runners. I can't see it been a huge factor in the game. And I'd imagine Donegal have probably been training on Astro throughout the winter, you know, with the weather up there, as we were chatting about earlier, it hasn't been the best. So I'd say the lads have been looking for Astro pitches. Can't see it being a big factor, to be honest. And if it is, you'd like to see Donegal just get over it and use the ball well. And look, it's more of an excuse to get Geraldine inside, get the ball in early, fast pitch, use it.
Yeah, and obviously it really probably win on Sunday, and they're probably good. It's probably good enough at this stage to secure their position.
Yeah, definitely. Look, looking at that table, Westmeath, as we said already, are 0-3. If Donegal win this, it'd put them up around mid table, and definitely that 6 points. Generally, you know, it keeps you safe, and it'd be a great achievement for Donegal. They could go out then against Tip, against Dublin, and Cork, and you know, play with a bit of free flowing football. Try new things, and it should work for them in that sense. But yeah, win on Sunday, and I'd say we'd definitely be safe.
And finally, just a brief look at Division 2, because Tyrone are flying the Ulster, the Northwest flag up there, mid table at the moment, and it looks like
flying the flag really well. They're off to a really good start. They beat Armagh, they beat Clare, two teams who have been in Division 2, and you know, Armagh have been up and down between Division 1 and 2 the last few years. Tyrone lost to Meath the opening day, which they would have been disappointed with. But no, they're doing very well, and it's a very competitive division, you know, Division 2. Kerry are the front runners at the minute. They have 3 wins out of 3. They lost the Division 2 final last year. They won't want to be out of Division 1 for too long, so they have a real push on. You have Monaghan in there. They were relegated last year for the first time, I think, in their history. So that group of players will want to make a quick jump back to the top. You have Cavan. You know, it's heavy Ulster teams there. You have Cavan, as we already mentioned, Armagh. So very competitive. And look, that's your own team. They're young. They're quick. They have the experience of playing in Croke Park the last couple of years, winning the intermediate. You know, we saw them last year. They lost to Donegal in Ulster, but they bounced back with an incredible win in the championship, which I suppose it ultimately saw Donegal fail to progress. So Tyrone will be using this Division 2 to build up their experience, build up their physicality, and I'd say they'll really be eyeing that Ulster championship this year.